Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach said the ministry continues to see a low number of cases of COVID-19 reported daily. Dr. Kayser-Beach said the ministry is also aware that some people are still conducting home tests, but she said those results are not being reported.
As of yesterday, Tuesday the 22nd, we have reported no new PCR or rapid antigen tests. So we have two active cases, but as said previously, these are cases reported to us, the Ministry of Health, and we realize that we're not getting the reports of all of the cases where some healthcare providers apparently are not reporting, and we also know that some persons are still doing their home testing and managing themselves, so they're not reporting that they're testing positive for COVID. So just want to remind everybody that when you see the dashboard, we are talking about cases reported to us, and when we list active cases, we are talking about PCR positive cases. So we continue to see a very low number of cases being reported to the Ministry of Health. We have no new deaths, and we currently have no one admitted to the hospital with COVID-19.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach. Regionally, Grenada is set to ease COVID-19 travel measures, including testing requirements, from next month. The country's Ministry of Health has advised that effective after midnight April 4, 2022, all travelers to the Eastern Caribbean island, regardless of vaccination status, will no longer need to take a COVID-19 test prior to arrival or upon arrival. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 135,579. Internationally, Moderna announced today that its COVID-19 vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, and if regulators agree, it could mean a chance to finally start vaccinating the youngest children by summer. Moderna said in the coming weeks, it would ask regulators in the U.S. and Europe to authorize two small dose shots for youngsters under six. The company is also seeking to have larger dose shots cleared for older children and teens in the U.S. Meanwhile, Shanghai authorities called for a calm as worried citizens swamped online grocery platforms to stock up on food over fears of impending lockdowns in a city struggling to halt a COVID-19 spike. China is experiencing its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the start of the pandemic more than 2 years ago, with Shanghai posting record high case counts as the highly transmissible Omicron variant frustrates authorities. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.